A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me, who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel. John testified further, saying, 'I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remain upon him.' I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is the feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. And in the Gospel, we see John the Baptist not calling him Jesus, but discovering, revealing to his disciples who he is. He calls him the Lamb of God, which is, as I said yesterday, an allusion to Genesis 12, where the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb was put on the doorpost of the Jews to deliver them from slaughter. So the Lamb is the one who would save people from the bondage, the slavery of sin and the destruction that sin causes. We see in the first reading, also from the evangelist John, that he says, "Consider that God is righteousness. You also know that everyone who acts in righteousness is begotten from God, or begotten by him." Righteousness comes from God, and we are called to be righteous. The problem is when we become self-righteous, because that means that we are producing our own righteousness, and that is an insult to the Lord. God is righteous. We can only be righteous because we are begotten of God, because we have been grafted into Christ. He is righteousness. We have none of our own, but in him we become righteous. And it's a very big difference then. We have to remain in that humility of John the Baptist, of recognizing he is the one who takes away the sins of the world. He is the one who saves us. We depend absolutely on him for life and for salvation. Today we speak very much, and it's true, about how we have to welcome sinners into the church, and not only that, but also acknowledge that we are sinners. Pope Francis calls the church a hospital. But a hospital doesn't exist to keep people sick, but the whole purpose is to help us and to give us the medicine so that we become healed. So we don't say, well, you know, we're all sinners, you know, that's fine. We're seeking the Lord, His righteousness, so that we stop sinning. So that's what we need to help each other with. Going back again to the gospel, I find it very interesting that, you know, considering that the Jews did not know the Trinity, they only knew the oneness of God, which is true, there's only one God, but they did not know that there were three persons in that oneness. And the reason is because God, in His pedagogy, had to cement very well that there is only one God, because since the beginning they would have thought about there is three persons, it would have been lost, the oneness of God. So the oneness of God had to become very well cemented before the Lord could reveal that there is actually three persons and one God. But here, John the Baptist, who is a Jew, begins to have an understanding, a sense of the Trinity. Notice what he says. I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remain upon Him. The Spirit with a capital S. The Holy Spirit. He saw the Holy Spirit come down, the Spirit of God. And like a dove, because the dove is a sign of a new creation. Remember with Noah, the dove is a new beginning. The whole world is going to be recreated. Now the Holy Spirit as a dove is coming down upon Jesus. Jesus is going to make everything new. The one who sent me to baptize, who's that? That's God the Father. Told me, on whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, He is the one who will baptize in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. So, the one is the Father. Told me that whoever you see the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, come down, He is the one. So who is He? The Son. So we have here an allusion to the three persons right at the beginning of the Gospel of John, that then will be unfolded. This is our faith. And as we grow in union with God, the awareness of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and one God, even though we cannot explain it, becomes more and more an experience in our lives. So we can then become like John the Baptist in having this awareness. I hear the Father speaking to me. I see the Spirit coming down upon Him, the Son, and He's relating with the three persons of the Trinity. And this is a new creation, a new reality that we are seeing happening. Not that the Trinity is a new creation. We are becoming a new creation as we come into awareness of God. And we are becoming children of God. Let us present to the Lord our petitions.